This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue now of dua. How should we make dua? Ramadan al-Kareem is the month for dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to listen to the dua and to accept the dua. So how do we make dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the way to make dua. The opening ayat of Surah Maryam, the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, this is a template for us to use and learn how to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zakariya alayhi salam made dua nida'an ka khafiya, in a small voice. So we make dua with humility, with humbleness. There's a hadith where a man came into the masjid and he was making dua. He said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in a loud voice. Rasulullah ﷺ called him and he said, Your Rabb is not deaf. Speak with dignity. Speak in a soft voice. So we make dua in a humble voice, in a soft voice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Zakariya alayhi salam spoke about his own weakness. He said, Oh Allah, I have become old and my hair has become white and my bones have become weak and my wife, she is old and she's gone beyond menopause. She is not in at an age to give birth to a child. And then he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. And he's asking for a child from the same wife. He's not saying, give me a second wife and give me a child. No, it's the same wife. So three principles. First, we make dua with humbleness and humility. Secondly, our dua begins with talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about our own weakness. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your story. Allah knows your story anyway, but this is the haqq of the abd, the haqq of ubudiyat, the job of the slave to talk about his problem to his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can solve our problems. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this humility and humbleness. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His majesty and grace. When we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not asking in keeping with our problem. We are not saying, well, anyway I am old, anyway my wife is old, so give me something. And now you are thinking, well, she can't have children anyway, so some other way. No. You are speaking to and you are begging the one who created the heavens and the earth and everything in between, and you know He is the owner of all that you know and all that you don't know. And His power and glory and majesty has no boundaries whatsoever. So when you are speaking to Him, keep that in mind. Don't keep your problems in mind. Oh Allah, I have this disease. The doctors have said there is no cure. No, let the doctors say whatever they want to say, because the doctors are not lying. The doctors are speaking from the perspective of their knowledge. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose knowledge is far superior. Allah knows the reality, the truth of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the cure for it, and Allah can cure it if He wants to cure it. So when you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah keeping His khudrat and His glory and His majesty and His power in mind. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَى. Allah can do whatever He wishes. يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah can order whatever He wants to order. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has khudrat and He has control over every single thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as with khair and afiyah. Always ask for khair and afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as with khair and afiyah and to give you that which you ask and to add to it from His generosity so that you are absolutely delighted with what you get, and that you can fall in sujood, in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلَى اللَّهَ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.